This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome in. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Charlie Usen, other side of the glass, being joined now by MLB Network Insider. He is John Heyman. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman. John, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Sure, Sparky. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. So let's go through this here little by little. So it's funny because when this whole thing came out with Mark Cattanasio at spring training talking about how, you know, as an owner, it's about bringing people together in the summertime. He made it sound like it was a church festival as far as being owner of the Milwaukee Brewers, instead of just saying, hey, man, I got to win a World Series here. A lot of Brewers fans were mad. I was one of them. We were not happy with how he described his role as an owner. But when that was going on, numerous national guys kept connecting Quintana with the Brewers and saying this would make sense for the Milwaukee Brewers. And lo and behold, here we are today, and it's a one-year deal. So how did this come about, and were the Brewers kind of like the lone suitor by the end, or what?
Well, there are about a half dozen teams that are really looking at starting pitching. I think they started a couple million, so it didn't look so great a few days ago. They came up and met him. We don't have the exact price. I don't know if it's been reported yet. I'm driving right now, but I think it was in the $4 to $5 million range. They're one of about a half dozen teams looking at starting pitching or considering it, including the Braves, Reds, Mets, Jays. I think there was one or two others. They certainly had the need, and I think they got a very good deal on a very good pitcher who has been a Brewer killer in his past.
Sub-3 ERA against the Brewers and his, 22-23 starts against the crew. John, why was he still out there? Why did he survive this long? Now, again, his first couple months were abysmal last year, but the second half of the year, he had like a sub-3 ERA and was mowing people down.
Right. I mean, he was really good second half. He was a playoff pitcher for a team that advanced to the league championship series. I think his performance was excellent. Unfortunately, his radar gun readings are not high, right? He throws about 90 miles an hour, maybe 89, and that is not looked at kindly, which is why, the soft tossers have not done well, why the Yankees have not been able to trade Marcus Stroman. Now they need him, now that he's going to fill that fifth spot, or appears to. There's certain guys out there who performed well. Phil Maton is another guy. Now the Brewers did beat him up in the playoffs. I think he was kind of spent by that period, but he had a very good year for the Mets, but not a hard thrower for a reliever at around 93 miles an hour. But for a starter, Quintana is very solid. Certainly could pitch in the playoffs for a big market team, as you guys saw, and he's been a guy who's killed the Brewers in his career, so it made sense all the way around.
We might as well play New York, New York. We've got Nasty Nestor Cortes, and we got Quintana now in the rotation. So in your mind, I mean, you talk about Peralta, Cortes, Savali, Tobias Myers, and Quintana, those five, with the question mark of Brandon Woodruff when he comes back in May or June. But of those five, is Quintana five of those five?
You know, I don't know. I saw it listed that way. He certainly signed last. You know, I'm not sure. You know, it depends on the performance, I guess. You know, they got a lot of guys who could be pretty good. You know, no obvious number one pitcher. I mean, I guess Peralta is the ace of that staff.
Yeah, they already named him the opening day pitcher.
Right,
already,
I mean,
yeah.
He's the best pitcher and the most accomplished pitcher they have. I mean, he's not certainly Corbin Burns, as
right.
Name out of the past or somebody like that, but it's certainly an above-average starting pitcher and makes sense as the number one starter. If Woodruff is healthy, he's also outstanding. So, you know, once they get Woodruff back, I think that rotation is pretty good, particularly for the price that they're paying.
Talk with John Heyman, MLB Network Insider. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman. So, I mean, obviously, you're in New York doing your thing. So you got the Mets, you've got the Yankees. You're kind of doing both sides of this thing at the end of the day, which is great for this conversation because both these new guys, like we said, are coming from New York. So my question is, you know, columnist for the New York Post as well, Cortes, Quintana, who do you have more faith in going into this season?
You know, I'd probably bet on Cortes a little bit more. You know, younger guy, a harder thrower. You know, I think going forward, I think you would look at a guy as Cortes as somebody who could take a step forward from where he was in New York. I like him very much. I think he's got a lot of guts. I know he gave up the big home run to Freddie Freeman. Anybody can give up a home run to Freddie Freeman. I know it was an unusual situation for him to come into. I know Aaron Boone was criticized, but I didn't blame him because I do believe Cortes has a lot of guts, and I think that he's probably good in a big spot for the most part. So I would rank Cortes a little bit higher than Quintana at the moment.
Obviously, the Brewers are a very young baseball team. How are both these guys as far as clubhouse guys go?
Great.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, terrific. Quintana's a quiet professional. You know, Cortes is a, you know, fun-loving guy, a very nice guy, all good. And you got Mark Canha there, who's terrific as well in the clubhouse. So a lot of ex-New Yorkers there in Milwaukee. And the team is, you know, I know a lot of people are expecting the Cubs to win, but that's the way it always is, right? They always, the Cubs are always predicted to win, but the Brewers often do end up winning. So I'm not going to put it past them. I think their team is pretty solid. Churio, obviously, a future star. Terang, outstanding defensively. Yelich back and healthy. I think things are looking okay for the Brewers right now.
So you mentioned all the players. Now, I saw a report over the weekend about Billy Epler ending up in this Brewers front office. Of course, the Mets GM that essentially was suspended for screwing around with the injury list while GM of the Mets, as David Stearns was coming in, and then he essentially, well, did he resign or suspended, whatever, however this played out. He hadn't been in baseball. And now there's a report that he's coming into this Brewers front office. What can you tell us about Billy Epler?
Yeah, I mean, certainly very experienced guy. He's been the GM of two major market teams, the Angels, not an easy job. And the Mets, also not an easy job, the second team in both of those towns. And certainly an experienced guy, certainly can only help. I mean, to bring him in there as a, you know, not the GM, I think he's had a longstanding relationship with Matt Arnold. So we probably shouldn't be shocked that that came to fruition. Certainly gives them extra experience in the front office. They have that with Matt Klentak as well, who was a previous GM with Philadelphia. And, you know, I think it makes sense.
What's Billy Epler's strength?
Well, I'm told it's administrative. You know, he was the guy who brought Ohtani to the Angels. It probably wasn't his doing. That was probably, but he did go to Japan a lot before that as a member of of the Yankee front office and then as a member of the Angel front office. So, you know, probably give him a little credit for that. I don't think the Rendon signing was his fault. That was an ownership decision, so he can't be blamed for that. He's a very hard worker, very diligent guy. You know, I think overall, you know, I think they're, you know, he obviously has experience. So there definitely are positives.
How has Stearns been received in New York early on here?
I think very positively. I know that there was some booing when he before they re-signed Pete Alonso, and he mentioned at the Fan Fest, they call it Amazing Day, but basically the Fan Fest, that we have some great young kids, too. The fans did not want to hear that. They wanted to hear that Alonso was coming back. So he made a little bit of a misstep there. But, you know, obviously he had a very good first year on the signings that he made. Severino worked out great. Manaea worked out even better. I think by and large, all the big moves panned out. The ones that didn't work were the smaller ones like Joey Wendell or, you know, million-dollar ones that were really kind of flyers that didn't work. He did a terrific job in year one. Certainly the hiring of Carlos Mendoza looks like an excellent hiring. He did a very good job as manager first year. So I think that, you know, we can be a little critical in New York, but I think he's done an excellent job.
John Heyman, MLB Network insider, columnist for the New York Post as well. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman. Got one last one for you. I was watching for the 500th time yesterday, Moneyball, the ending of it when he goes to Boston and all of that. And eventually, Billy Beane turns down Boston and stays with Oakland. We're just not going to see that ever again, are we? I mean, if it was going to happen, you would have thought the trader would have stayed in Milwaukee for his career, and he ends up going to Chicago. Stearns, you knew, probably was going back to New York because that's where he was from and so forth. But even Matt Arnold now, while he's here and doing his thing, and if he's successful, I'm assuming at some point somebody's going to come offer more money than what Mark wants to pay, and he's going to be off. I just don't know if you ever see somebody have that type of loyalty to an organization that's not paying a lot of money for payroll and keep them there a long time.
Well, these are very good jobs, and guys like to keep these jobs. And if they're comfortable with the owner, you know, they don't always go for the money. The two guys in Cleveland had many opportunities to leave Cleveland, and they have stayed at Chernoff and Antonetti. So I do think, and I understand Milwaukee got hit with Council and Stearns, and so that's your perspective there. I was going to say their perspective. I get that, but there have been some small market teams that have done well that have held on to guys. I mean, certainly Tampa's held on to Neander, and he signed a long-term deal. You know, and before that, they had other guys who've left since then, including Chaim Bloom, who got a bigger job, and certainly Andrew Friedman went to the Dodgers. That's an extreme example. But I do think that there are, you know, there are a lot of examples of, or at least some examples of guys who've stayed in smaller markets and just stayed there for years and years and years. I mean, Chris Antonetti could have left 10 times over out of Cleveland, and he stayed on.
He's John Heyman, MLB Network insider, columnist for the New York Post. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman. Love me some John Heyman. John, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
All right, Sparky, anytime.